So we're here at the Falmouth Hotel in Falmouth to hold a conference about the future of Falmouth and Penryn. Now behind this is Peter Graves of the Falmouth Business Club and also Channel Computing Limited. First of all, just tell me, what is going to be happening?
The idea of today is really that we explore opportunities for all the various groups in Falmouth and Penryn to work together for the greater good of the towns. It's kind of come out of a germ of an idea at the Falmouth Business Club, and we meet regularly and, you know, try and come up with good ideas and eat eggs and bacon. But it's intentionally meant to include all the stakeholders in the area. So we've got a brilliant group of people together now. We've got the people from AMP Docks, from the town, from the BID, from the Rotary, from the Chamber, from all the other groups that play a part in the town, and it's really gathered some momentum. And all of these people have now contributed to coming along and presenting. Oh, and of course the university is very, very important as well. The end result is that we've got an opportunity now to hopefully propel Falmouth and Penryn forwards, more under our own steam, because we're not expecting to be so reliant on outside help and influences, and that this is a day when we're going to see if we can generate some momentum
really,
for that.
Focusing in on what the potential is from the master plan. It's been an extremely good exercise, and again another example of where you cooperate together and talk to each other across businesses.
The Tramo Innovation Centre, the Environmental Sustainability Institute and the Academy for Innovation Research. Now they are actual buildings, and to give you an idea of the time scales, I'll be corrected by colleagues if I'm wrong. I think that's
the Environment and Sustainability Institute is one of those that Jeremy mentioned as a suite of developments. And the idea is that it's going to conduct research into this sort of solutions.
So the conference has been talking about the future of Falmouth and how things like broadband, dredging the port and the Tramo Innovation Centre will help towards that. Now, with me at the moment, I've got Richard Wilcox from the Falmouth Business Improvement District, and he's the manager of that, and Mike Reynolds from ANP Falmouth. First of all, Richard, all of this stuff we've been hearing so far really plays into the future of Falmouth and Penryn. What's your impression on the way it's going and how fast it's going?
Well, first of all, the day has been a success so far. We've got over 100 delegates who've turned up. And I think it's fair to say that the theme is one of excitement. There's a huge potential here in the Falmouth-Penryn area. Lots of business, lots of engagement. And as has quite clearly been demonstrated already this morning, there's a lot of creative thinking and a lot of partnership working going on. And from BID's perspective, there's a lot of... what we're trying to do is help facilitate that, generate economically Falmouth and increase sort of the whole visitor economy. So yeah, very, very exciting.
And as the major employer in the town, it's in your interest. I mean, we've got a cruise ship out in the bay right now. You want to be bringing those further into port, don't you? I mean, that's part of what the dredging is about.
Yeah, absolutely. We can bring those into port. Not only will we see ships like that out in the bay, we'll see many, many more of them. That's absolutely vital, I think, for the future of the port and the vitality of the town.
How will it boost the vitality of the town?
Well, the passengers that come ashore spend a considerable amount. They're high-value individuals. Many studies have shown, on average, about £85 per head. Some of that comes into the port, but the majority goes into the local attractions, the shops, all the services that are provided for the cruise ship and the passengers.
And so, as part of the BID, with the BID, the Business Improvement District, you are interested in improving the amount of money going into businesses and people going into shops. Mm. And this is something which the business owners in the area have actually paid into, isn't it?
You're quite right, yes. We have over 400 businesses that I'm responsible for the budget that comes through a 1% levy that's based on their business rate. There's a £5,000 threshold, so the minimum payment from a business is £50, and then there's a sliding scale upwards. And as you quite rightly said, it's that sort of collective nature and that drives forward a lot of opportunities within Falmouth. And just picking up on Mike's point with regards to the cruise ship, we've worked quite closely with AMP on a series of cruise ship initiatives to encourage businesses to realise the potential that currently exists out in the bay. 2,000 passengers spending anywhere from £85 a day upwards is a significant economic potential for each and every business in the town. And so we've worked quite closely to encourage businesses to realise that. But it's not just about cruise ships. Partnership for BID. We've done a variety of different initiatives that work with businesses on, as I said, raising awareness of Falmouth and driving the visitor economy by encouraging increased footfall and spend within the town.
Now, we've heard a lot about the opportunities and the promise of the future, but I suppose there's some people which need to be told a bit about the stick as well. What are the threats if we don't continue moving forward with these things and get things like the dredging done?
Well, all ports need to dredge at some stage. We're fortunate that it's a very slow silting estuary. But if you don't dredge, the port loses its access. Ships are getting bigger. They need deeper water. In the medium to long term, without the dredging, the port will gradually dwindle. Its economic activity, whether it be in ship repair or any of the other port services, will gradually decline. And as a significant employer and a driver in the economy, that could have major consequences for Falmouth and the whole area.
One of the important parts of getting Falmouth, Penryn, indeed the whole of Cornwall, giving businesses a chance to go abroad, work with the wider world without actually having to travel abroad or having people travel here, is the use of superfast broadband. Now, superfast Cornwall is being headed up by Julian Cowans, and he's been speaking at the Falmouth Hotel. Now, just tell me, first of all, what is the latest for the people of Falmouth and Penryn and the businesses therein? What's the latest news about the connection?
Well, the latest news is that we will know on the 27th of May when we make a big announcement as to what the shape of the rollout looks across the whole of Cornwall for the entire programme period, which runs up until 2014. And at that stage, we'll be able to confidently tell Falmouth and Penryn when the businesses and householders in those towns can benefit from superfast broadband.
Now, you've been giving a bit of an explanation of what's been going on and how it all works. People have heard a lot about this recently, but do you still find there's some people with quite basic questions about this connection?
Well, absolutely. It's an interesting technology, and you get all sorts of people interested in this. So on the one extreme, you have people who are highly technical and understand the technology far more than I do, chucking questions at us. But at the other extreme, we have to make sure we communicate in very clear ways about what the basic services and basic benefits will for businesses and householders will be.
Right, it's coffee time at the Falmouth Hotel. People are breaking from the conference after hearing people talk about a university's part in the development of Falmouth and Penryn, as well as broadband. Now, we're going to just try and find a few people to talk to about what their impression of what's been said. Can I just break in here, Mike Kevin? Butterfly Business Training. Just tell me, what's interested you about what's been said today so far?
I think it's just really energetic. It's good to meet the very important people that are here. There's just so much information that, as small traders, that we need. We need the information, and we need to hear it from the horse's mouth, and that's what we're hearing today, so it's really exciting.
Now, a lot has been said about the university's part in that. Does that excite you?
It does, because we need to know, we need to connect with them. As a big business community, we need to connect with all our resources, and of course, they're just fantastic, aren't they?
Thank you very much. So let's move over to somewhere else in the room. And I'm just going to ask this lady here who's getting coffee. So what's your name and where you're...
Jackie George, Cornwall Development Company.
Okay. What's interested you about the messages coming across today?
I think it's the enthusiasm with the local businesses, actually, for the developments that are happening in the town.
And the enthusiasm also is combined with a lot of information. You've been hearing about broadband and things like sand pits at Tremeaux. Just tell me what you've learnt which you didn't know before.
The targets that they've got to reach for engagement with businesses, I think, is the big one for me, and how they're all going to achieve it.
So we found a Robert Rush over here from PFA Research who's been listening into the conference. Tell me what's taken your attention so far.
I have a particular interest in the innovation centres, and I think, I mean, we're research-led and market research, and I'm fascinated to hear how that whole academy of innovation research is developing and how that's bringing different sorts of business together out of healthcare and all sorts, actually, so far.
So we're talking about the Tremeaux Innovation Centre?
Yeah, the Tremeaux Innovation Centre particularly.
Because it's we've already had the Pool Innovation Centre, so we can see how it works in Cornwall. And this Tremeaux one is going to be linked in with the university. Do you understand what a sand pit is now? That was mentioned.
Well, I think so. I mean, that's about bringing different sorts of businesses together and get them out of, I suppose, out of away from the desks and into and tapping into their creative spaces and their creative minds. And that's just particularly fascinating.
Caroline Eddy from Employability in Cornwall to speak on the podcast. Just tell me about what you've learnt about the future of employment possibly in the Falmouth Penryn area.
It sounds really promising, to be honest. I help adults with learning disabilities into work, so it sounds like there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people of all abilities in Falmouth, which is great. And hopefully from this meeting we can network with some people that might be able to provide some of those opportunities to our clients.
So it's about innovation and taking Falmouth and Penryn forward. Now, one of the key projects in the area is the new Tremeau Innovation Centre. Many people be familiar with the Pool Innovation Centre. This is doing many of the similar things but for this part of Cornwall. Now, behind this is Bernard Curran. Just tell me about what's going to be happening in Tremeau. Is it exactly the same as Pool?
Same principles, growing on the business community we've already built in Poole. They will be connected. The opportunity in Tremeau is differentiated because you are so close to the university campus, and therefore students, new knowledge, the research centres, AIRESI, and a different business community in Falmouth and Penryn. Far more marine, far more technology. So same system, same process, same opportunity for great business growth, but maybe slightly different flavour.
So the conference in Falmouth has been holding some workshops looking at the university and the investment in innovation, environment and sustainability. Also superfast broadband and how do we develop Falmouth, Penryn and the Port Estuary as a destination for business. Now those workshops are just tying up and we're going to get feedback from all the people who took part.
There were some very interesting opportunities. So how do you transmit ideas to us? A user-friendly website where people can submit ideas to us, and I think that's a really interesting thing that Jeremy and I will take away and think about how we might do that. Probably more of a challenge to the IT people than you might think. And also then putting on that website a template for businesses wanting to offer placements, and that would be brilliant for us. I know that because we're so keen to encourage that.
I think it's fair to say that the dredging was a topic of conversation that really could have occupied the rest of the day. It's such a contentious issue, of course. So there were real concerns and issues raised regarding that. But then we turned our attention to what we have at the moment and how moving it forward it can benefit existing businesses and perhaps attract new businesses into the area.
One of the ways in which we talked about, which is talked about a lot, is about improving connectivity to improve productivity. So this is about doing businesses better by having faster, better, finding new ways to do things.
Program here in Cornwall, and the word collaboration's come out a huge amount. I have to be the first to admit that having spent about 10, 12 years in one of the most competitive industries in the world, the automotive sector, the idea of collaboration and partnership working.
So the conference is over and we're seeing all the delegates head off, possibly have lunch, but head off back to their daily lives. Peter Graves is back with me from the Falmouth Business Club and Channel Computing. What have we learned?
I'm obviously very, very happy with today. We're all quite relieved that it's done, but there's been a brilliant turnout and lots of great conversations and a real buzz around the place, in my view. I think what we've learned is that everyone is really many good intentioned people doing great things in the town, and the amount of effort and initiatives that are going on and the amount of money that's being poured in terms of the docks, potentially the dredging if they can pull that off, the university and everything else is phenomenal. It is a huge opportunity for this area. And we've learned that there are probably one of the biggest problems is communication, really, because the university is doing great stuff, but we don't all get up there to find out, and they don't get that down here to talk to us so much. The docks is doing great stuff. We don't get into the docks very much, and they don't get out into the town. So I think the biggest learning is probably that we all sit down together, we can achieve a great deal, and it's really enjoyable, and there's some great people here. And I think there's going to be some more joint initiatives coming out of this, maybe in an informal way, maybe in a formal way. But obviously I'm very hopeful that that Falmouth and Penryn will prosper as a result of this initiative, and that some growth and some prosperity for the area will come out of this.